ASMCOR, changing our reality. You know, it's a time in the world where people need to step aside just for a moment. Take some time for yourself. Take some serious time for yourself. Introspective time. Let your understanding of the Word of God be your guide today. Think upon the things that God has spoken. Think upon the things that Scripture has assured you of, and through one time or another have solidified itself as truth in your life. Get away from the struggle to be perfect. Get away from the struggle of trying to accomplish all the things that are in your mind that you've put there, or some desire or some requirement of another, and you're tired. Put it aside. You know, it was a time that was called a Sabbath, and it was a rest, and it was a spiritual rest. It was a rest of the only thing that gives you the ability to go, and that's life. It was to give life a rest, to be appreciated, reviewed, looked at from a different angle, looked at from the point that it's as important as it is, and you give thanks. A Sabbath. We fought over it for so long, in principle, about what was labor and what wasn't labor. That Sabbath was a place with God. He rested. He rested. And our rest should be in the rest of those that are around us as well, taking their turn to rest in the kingdom of God. A rest for your soul. Peace in a troubled world where your imagination can get out of the way and your heart can be refreshed with the freshness of life. You can then begin to evaluate yourself and some of the criticism that you may have for others. You then may can look at yourself, and other than criticize another or even yourself, just apply what it is you can do to correct whatever it is that is causing stress, causing anxiety. You know, this day we thought that it was hard to love our brother as ourselves, or let's say our neighbor, you know, to be the brother we'll talk later, but your neighbor. And the peace that you so want for yourself, you create such an environment that those around you, first they may envy or be jealous of, but somewhere along the line they long for, and they may want to know something about it, and you can extend that peace to them, and then that peace can be extended in what we call community, in the kingdom. Respecting one another's view of that kingdom, but sharing the desire to keep that peace in the kingdom. And whatever it takes you to get to that point should settle peace between you. No doctrine, no misunderstandings, no outside influence, for it's not ran by money. This is the Moses Project. He said, "My peace I leave, not like the world give." We try to find peace in proximity of our homes, jobs, relationships. That's how the world giveth. That's peace for the flesh. That's peace for your mind. So your schizophrenic self or hyper self, stay calm. But the peace that he give is for your spirit, that the outside world doesn't even affect to cause that part of you to even respond. PSMCOR, changing our